When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, dating, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Okay, you could be reading your letter, hearing your letter live on the air, and it could be yours. You never know. So, here we go.
What's the hesitation? Buckle up and hold on tight. Let's get it, baby. Here it is, the one and only Strawberry Letter.
As much as you hesitate. Subject, my husband leaves his phone at home. You want to get to this one, don't you, nephew? I'm not sure if it's about you or not. I'm not sure. Dear Stephen Shirley, I never expected my husband to cheat on me. He swears he hasn't done anything, but the proof says that he is lying. He always leaves his phone at home because he's never on the phone and he's not on social media. He's forgetful, so I get annoyed when I try to call him and his phone is stuck down in the couch or way back on the bedroom dresser. I think he was doing that on purpose to throw me off, and here's why. My husband's brother called the house yesterday to talk to my husband. He said he had just talked to him and he assumed he was home because the number was blocked. My husband was supposed to be at a lounge with his cousin, so I told his brother that's where he was. His brother said my husband was whispering on the phone, so he is worried about him. I told him that my husband's phone was at the house with me, and then his brother got off the phone quickly. When my husband came home, he was sweaty and disheveled. I told him that his brother called, and he looked confused. I threw his phone at him and yelled and screamed about him cheating on me, and he said it's not what I think. His brother won't answer my calls, and my husband told me to stop calling his brother. What is going on? Does my husband leave his phone at home to throw me off because he has another phone for his side chick? Please advise. Well, I definitely think he has another phone. I mean, it's hard to think that grown people go out of the house without their phone these days. Now, is this other phone for a side chick? I don't know, but I wouldn't rule it out either because it looks very suspicious. In any event, something is going on because why won't his brother answer your calls now? Let me guess, because he doesn't want you asking him any questions about your husband or anything. This all makes it look like your brother-in-law is guilty as well. The brother called you first. What was he calling you for? To find out about why your husband was whispering and all that? There's only two reasons I think that a man would need a second phone. You know, he'll have one for work or business and the other one to keep up with his side piece, okay? I think that's why he doesn't care about leaving the phone at home. Well, that particular phone anyway. Yeah, it's to throw you off. Because the important one is always with him and your husband owes you an explanation. Please do not let this go. Steve, I already know. Boy,
what letter did you read?
You know which one I read.
This home wrecking advice you done gave. Let me get
come
in
on
here
with the
and
lies.
Straighten this out. This ain't no lie. These are facts because you're not listening. Linda. Dear Stephen Shirley,
I said what I said.
I never expected my husband to cheat on me. He swears he ain't done nothing, but the proof says he's lying. Keyword, proof. The proof says he's lying. Well, let's go find out what proof she has. He always leaves his phone at home because he's never on the phone and he's not on social media. He's forgetful, so I get annoyed when I try to call him and his phone is stuck down in the couch or way back on the bedroom dresser. Now, let me tell you something right here. These is full-grown people right here. Full-blown grown. Ain't no young person leaving their phone at home. These is old people right here. How old, I don't know. But young people don't go nowhere without their phone. It's their GPS. It's Uber Eats. It's Uber. It's Lyft. It's for debates and arguments. Google. So these are some grown people here. I think he was doing that on purpose to throw me off, and here's why. Okay, now we should be getting into the proof. My husband's brother called the house yesterday to talk to my husband. Now, Shirley, you said he called her first, so why is he not answering the phone now?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't call her. He called the house, which is evidence that these is old people again, because they got a house.
A landline.
He called the house. He didn't call her cell. Mm-hmm. He called the house. See how I'm working through this thing mm-hmm. with you? That's why when you have a proof on people, you got to know what you're talking about. My husband's brother called the house yesterday to talk to my brother. He said he had just talked to him, and he assumed he was home because the number was blocked. That means when you call from the house phone, that number didn't show up. It showed up as blocked. My husband was supposed to be at a lounge with his cousins, so I told his brother that's where it was. His brother said my husband was whispering on the phone, so he's worried about him.
You missed something. Another reason they're you think they're older, lounge with his cousins.
I didn't miss that. Yeah. Cousins. Who go to their lounge?
And lounge, yeah.
Lounge and tavern.
Go ahead.
I told him, anyway, when I come back, this is so, so not proof of cheating.
Wait, hang on. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letters subject, my husband leaves his phone at home. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, my husband leaves his phone at home.
And that's all it is. Now, I know these are older people because don't no young person leave their phone at home. Nobody. Nobody does that. Nobody. Even I won't leave the house without my phone.
Right.
I turn around. We got to go back and get this phone. Because the reason we do that, because Margie don't answer her phone. So any emergency, the kids know they got to call Dad, because Dad got his phone. Anyway, he swears he ain't done anything, but the proof says he's lying. He always leaves his phone at home on the couch, stuck down in the couch or back on the dresser. She gets frustrated with this. Because he's forgetful and she gets annoyed when she try to reach him and he ain't got no call. But he ain't on his phone a lot and he don't do social media, so he don't even use his phone. These is old people. I think she now thinks that he's doing that on purpose to throw me off. My husband's brother called the house yesterday to talk to my husband. He said he had talked to him and assumed he was home because the number was blocked. Ain't a whole lot of people got home phones no more. It just ain't a lot no more.
Mm-mm.
Once again, these is old people. Now, Shirley said in her letter earlier that he called her first, but now the brother won't call her back. That's not true, Shirley. He called the house.
The landline at the house.
The landline at the house. And that's where he thought his brother was. He was worried about his brother because his brother would talk to him. And he assumed he was home because the line was blocked. And he was worried about his brother because his brother was whispering. Now, she said, that can't be because my husband's supposed to be at a lounge with his cousins. Some more proof that these is old people.
Right.
Lounge, tavern.
Landline.
Landline. Call the house. Leave his phone at home. I told him that my husband's phone was at the house with me, and then his brother got off the phone quickly. When my husband came home, he was sweaty and disheveled. That's because he'd been down at the lounge. Most lounges, air conditioning is always broke. That's why
really?
They a lounge. See, you go in a club, air conditioner work. A lounge air conditioner hardly ever works. And he looked disheveled because he was down there with his cousin. I told him that his brother called and he looked confused. I threw his phone at him and yelled and screamed about him cheating on me. And he said, it's not what I think. Where did you get throwing the phone at the man, telling him he was cheating on you? Where did you get this from, Shirley?
It's right there in the letter.
His brother won't answer my calls, and my husband told me to stop calling his brother. Quit calling my brother.
She wants
now, Shirley know. Said, but the brother called her first. No, the brother called the house. Y'all ain't got that type of relationship. He not finna call you back till he gonna let his brother straighten all this out and see what direction the brother is gonna take. What's going on? Does my husband leave his phone at home to throw me off because he has another phone for his side chick? What other phone for the side chick? You ain't seen no other phone. Lady, you're jumping to conclusions. Right. Stop listening to Shirley.
Right, she's jumping to conclusions.
Shirley gonna break up your home. You ain't gonna have nobody. You in here throwing your phone at your man, accusing him of cheating. You ain't heard him on the phone with no woman. You don't have no text messages. You ain't got no pictures. The man leave his phone at home. You ain't got nothing, no email. He ain't on Tinder. So why is he cheating on you?
Yeah, why?
Good Lord,
good question. Good question. Why was he whispering? Why won't his brother answer her calls now? Why was the husband sweaty and disheveled when he came home from the lounge?
They was at the lounge, Shirley.
When you're at a lounge, you're chilling. You're not up dancing, getting
lounges
all sweaty and
don't
stuff.
Have listen to me. Lounges don't have good air conditioning.
So you're just in there just sweating?
Hot no. As girl.
No.
See, Shirley, you don't.
No.
You know what, Shirley?
Yes.
Sometimes you just go in and out, but I understand, though. I understand. Every man is cheating, right?
No, I didn't say that.
98% of your letters, you always want the woman to leave and
no,
he lied
true.
And all this.
Only if it calls for it. If it calls
Shirley,
for it, then
where
you
in,
get
just
out.
Show me where in this letter does it say this man is cheating? Just show
well,
me.
Well, it's not going to say it.
Okay, well, show me.
She thinks he has two phones. All right.
Okay, she's not only seen one.
It's
okay.
Suspicious. She does have intuition. The brother called. He got off the phone quickly. Now he's not answering any of
the
her
brother,
calls.
The brother, you ain't my wife. I ain't got to extend this conversation.
So, why is he calling in the first place? Looking for her brother. Looking for his brother when his brother told him he was going to be someplace and he wasn't there.
No. He didn't know where the brother was. That's why he called the house. The brother where
he's cheating.
Going.
Bottom line, he's cheating. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and you know it. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.